I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ashe, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Hello, Michael Ashe.
Hi, Julianne.
Today's topic is on Reformed Egyptian in the Book of Mormon.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about it.
Now, 1 Nephi 1, verse 2 says, "Yea, I make a record in the language of my father, which consists of the learning of the Jews and the language of the Egyptians." What does the language of the Egyptians mean?
It probably means something along the lines of the script that the Egyptians used. So it seems to make sense from this and other passages in the Book of Mormon, and even what we've seen, which of Anthon transcript, which might have been on the plates, is that Lehi would have, of course, spoken and thought in Hebrew, which would have been the learning of the Jews, but the language of the Egyptians would have been the writing style or the graphics that they used to create their written language.
Why wasn't the Book of Mormon written in Hebrew?
Well, we learn in Moroni, actually, in Moroni 9:33-34, he says that if our plates had been sufficiently large enough, we would have written in Hebrew. So it was a matter that they needed something more compact. Writing on metal plates with some sort of stylus that would have etched on these plates, and it's hard enough work just doing a regular handwritten document, but to do on plates would have been even more difficult. And so they had to use something that was more compact, and Reformed Egyptian would have been much more compact than Hebrew.
Were there other types of writing systems that were used by ancient Egyptians?
Yeah, there were. The Egyptians had basically three different types of writings. They had hieroglyphics, which is a Greek word, actually, that means sacred symbols. And then there's hieratic, and it's also used part of the Greek word for sacred. And it was a type of cursive that was used on papyri frequently, but it was a compact writing system also. And then there's demotic, and these are all Greek words, and that means for popular. So it was kind of more the common or popular writing. And that was even a more compact type of Egyptian. So the Egyptians themselves had the regular Egyptian, which was the hieroglyphics, and then two more versions of Reformed Egyptian. Now, it's important to point out that Reformed Egyptian is not a title, but it's a description. It's Egyptian that's been reformed or somehow altered. And so taking an Egyptian scriptor and compressing it down into something that takes up less space is what that reformation is all about. And we see that actually in ancient Egyptian texts.
So are there other works besides the Book of Mormon that contain Reformed Egyptian?
Well, we know of one especially called Papyrus Amherst 63. It's an ancient text that had an Aramaic language to it, but written in Egyptian characters. Now, Aramaic would have been most likely what Jesus and the apostles would have spoken at the time. And so this language was non-Egyptian, but it was used in this text with Egyptian characters. It's almost like if we were to take English sentences but use Chinese characters to record those sentences. And there's been different potsherds that are found in the last decades that have also depicted this type of compact Reformed Egyptian writing. And one that's interesting that I hadn't mentioned in my book that I found fascinating, there's a very famous Egyptologist by the name of Robert Rittner. He's world-renowned, and he is recognized worldwide as being one of the top Egyptologists in translating languages and understanding the culture and so forth. And he's, I guess, fair to say, probably anti-Mormon. He doesn't like the Mormon religion and has been very vocal about it. But what's interesting is that many years ago, in fact, in about 2002, there were a couple of other professors of studies of Hebrew that were trying to decipher the script that was found. They figured it was probably about 5,000 years old in what's actually one of the earliest scripts I think they found with Hebrew on it. But the problem is they didn't know it was Hebrew. It was in Egyptian characters. And so they couldn't translate this. And then Robert Rittner, he was kind of following this, I guess, and he sent an email to this other doctor, Dr. Steiner, and said, "Is there any Semitic characters in there, which Semitic includes Hebrew in kind of the overall umbrella there. And all of a sudden, this doctor looked at it and said, oh my gosh, that's exactly what it is. And this doctor in his writing, he said, this is quoting him exactly, he says, although written in Egyptian characters, the texts turn out to be composed in the Semitic language spoken by the Canaanites in the 3rd millennium BC. Now, this is prior to Lehi, but we find this same thing going on even more anciently, is that people had taken a different language, in this case a Semitic form of language, but used Egyptian characters to record it. So it completely supports what is found in the Book of Mormon, that it is, by definition, a Reformed Egyptian.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.